Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's 1043thefan.com, Cecil Lennon.
Well, we had the season debut last night. Wasn't that great? Gotta be honest. But it was a Packers win, 10-3 over the Chicago Bears. Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports had to be happy about that because, Frank, I didn't know this until I looked at your profile. You went to Wisconsin.
Shocking, I know.
I'm gonna
hold out like Melvin Gordon now, you know. That's how we do it.
Right. Okay, well, we had that one in the books, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But this Antonio Brown situation, I know you've written about it a ton at Yahoo.com. Everyone check it out. Follow Frank on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. We're over it, right? He's playing, right? And there won't be anything else for at least a week? Give us a break, Antonio. Like, what's the latest? What's your take on this drama with Antonio Brown?
I mean, literally, like, seconds before my phone rang with you guys, I just saw a tweet that said he got fined and is not happy about it. Like, will this ever end? I don't know. I seriously, there's a few things here. There's a ton of layers to this, but let's get through a few of them. One of them, the Pittsburgh Steelers were right. Like, they won. I criticized them after the trade. I said, how could you possibly just take a third and a fifth for one of the greatest receivers ever? That's crazy. Now we see why. And I honestly start to wonder, are the Steelers going to be better off this year? This seems like so much addition by subtraction that it's amazing to me how much Mike Tomlin in that locker room probably put up with the past few years. Everything's been late there. We see the Antonio Brown thing. So we get the Raiders. I don't know what John Gruden's thinking. How do you play that guy on Monday? It just blows my mind that the blueprint for how to deal with Antonio Brown is clearly not to just acquiesce to everything and let him slide. But here we are. And of all the coaches in the NFL, aside from maybe Belichick, John Gruden has 9 years and $90 million left in his contract. He's not desperate here. He's not the kind of guy who, hey, I need to win now, so whatever. Right. Fire the cannons. No, he could take a stand and say, this isn't how our locker room operates, AB. We're not going to let you call Mike Mack a cracker whatever the story was. I just don't get it. I don't get it, Cecil. I don't know how, with a good conscience, John Gruden could look at the rest of that locker room and say, yeah, this is perfectly acceptable behavior, and we're playing AB on Monday night. I'm blown away. I lost a lot of respect for that organization and John Gruden. I don't even know why. And then, you know, we get to the AB part of this, and I hate to even say it in these terms, but I think we're all thinking it. I wonder if something's wrong with AB. And I say that in all seriousness. I'm not trying to make a joke. Like, his behavior is so erratic. If you look at just the things that have happened, from the cryotherapy thing, and then we had the helmet fiasco over and over, then we had a missing walkthrough, and posting it on social media, and that letter he posted on social media said he's been fined $50,000 already. And then he cusses out Mike Mack in the middle of a Wednesday practice. This is really erratic behavior. That all the stuff that's happened to him in the last 5 or 6 weeks is a lifetime of drama for basically any other NFL player, and it's just nonstop with this guy. So I'm not trying to be cold or callous about this. I wonder about his mental health. It's just that bad of a situation.
Well, somewhere Terrell Owens is doing sit-ups being like, y'all thought I was a problem. Like, come on.
Somebody asked the other day, like, is this worse than PTO? It's like, yes, this is far worse.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
PTO was a pain, but, oh.
Yeah, TO, you know, had some things here and there, and they would go on. But this is within a month's time, multiple infractions. And, again, I don't really give a damn about the Raiders, but I'll say this about Mike Mayock. He's been publicly neutered by this move.
Yeah.
We already knew, and you and I knew, we talked about this, and I guess the public maybe didn't quite know, although there was always rumblings. John Gruden runs the show. Mike Mayock talks to the media. Because John Gruden and his right-hand man, Dave Rosano, they run that show. Mayock is a figurehead. If this doesn't scream, your GM has zero power. So it's one thing, you know, a message to the locker room about, you know, this is the locker room, this is the way we do it. Message of the organization. You know, like, are you, You're just going to hire, whether it's Reggie McKenzie or Mike Mayock, you're just going to hire GMs that don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're Mayock, I mean, our buddy, my coworker Eric Edholm, tweeted today that Mike Mayock could step back into the broadcast booth or, you know, studio show tomorrow. His reputation doesn't take one hit. And my reaction to that is, that's exactly what he needs to do. If I'm Mike Mayock, I'm sitting there saying, no, this isn't my, like you said, you use the right word. He's been neutered. I'm walking out. I'm saying, no, I can't, I'm not doing this. Like, sorry, Sean, this is not the way we need to operate. But,
he didn't
sign
up for this.
Raiders are just one of those organizations, man.
Right. And that's the thing with Mayock. He didn't sign up for this. So anyway, AB is going to play, I guess, on Monday night against the Denver Broncos. Before we get to the Monday night game, Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, joining me now. Follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. I'm looking over the schedule, and there's some snoozers on Sunday, but there's some real litmus test games. Pittsburgh, New England being one on Sunday Night Football, but Kansas City, Jacksonville. You know, everyone's picking the game. They're picking Kansas City for a good reason. The Chiefs are probably going to win, but if Nick Foles can be what they think he can be, Jacksonville can make it tougher on Kansas City than I think people are suggesting. That Atlanta, Minnesota. We're going to see the Super Bowl champion Cleveland Browns in action. Even Buffalo and the Jets is a little bit more exciting than some people think. Rams and Panthers. So we've got a nice slate. Is there any one game that stands out for you?
Yeah, I love that Rams-Panthers game you mentioned. I think the Panthers win. I really do. I think that the Rams, look, I agree with McVay sitting all the guys in preseason. I do. We even see Fangio do it. I think it's the right way to go. Fangio played him a little bit in game two, but in general, don't get guys hurt. That's your only goal in the preseason anymore, for me anyways. But the trade-off for that is I think you're going to be a little sluggish in week one. We saw it from both teams last night. They barely played any starters, really didn't play any starters. And we saw them come kind of stumble out of the gates. I think the same thing's going to happen to the Rams, long trip, all that kind of stuff. The Kansas City game is really interesting because I think everybody just assumes Kansas City could put up 40 points on anybody. And they can. They have that firepower, but Jaguars defense, I think, is going to be reborn. They're going to say, you know, we don't need to shut everybody out now. Nick Foles can at least put 17 on the board, 21 maybe. It's not the play, watching, you know, Blake Bortles and all of a sudden quick change and you're back on the field because you just threw a pick. I think that the defense is going to be, I think that's going to be a really good game. And I think back, actually, I don't know why this popped into my head, but the 2005, I believe it was, Broncos opener at Miami. It was humid. It was hot. Everybody was cramping up. I remember safety Sam Brandeman, quarterback, because they had nobody left in that game. When you play in Florida week one, week two, it can get hot and humid and bad. And it might be a tough day for the Chiefs. That's a game I'm absolutely fascinated to watch.
Hashtag avoid Florida. He's Frank Schwab. Follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Check out his work at yahoo.com. Fantastic. Top of the mark, as always, with Frank Schwab. Now, Frank, we've got a bunch of exciting games. And then we've got Broncos Raiders. But fill in the blank for me. And my final question for you, brother, appreciate your time. As always, we're going to head up the mountain here in very, very shortly, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
But Denver and Oakland, the Broncos win if blank happens. What is that blank?
I think it's as crazy as this would have sounded for me to say 12 hours ago. As long as you contain Antonio Brown, you got to figure you're going to play Antonio Brown. John Gruden has it in the back of his mind, I'm going to feed this guy with 25 targets and make myself look good. Right? Like, I think that he's such a key to this game now that he's playing. And, you know, obviously the Broncos are the cornerbacks to combat that and not let him go for a buck 80 and two touchdowns. I think that's huge. And also, just if we see the pass rush we saw in that brief glimpse in week two, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody talked about how bad he played. I was sitting there watching that game saying, didn't you guys just watch the Broncos defense? That was impressive to me. I was kind of lukewarm on the Broncos defense. I thought they could be top 10, not top 5. I watched that game and you looked at Bradley Chubb and you're just like, okay, well, yeah, Vic Fangio, I forgot how great he is. If the Raiders can't block, Chubb and Miller, and they might not be able to because that line's kind of, it's iffy. I think the Broncos could have a field day. I really do. But I do think the one key to this game, and it's a wild card, and the wild card is the absolute correct term, it's Antonio Brown. Who knows? He could do anything from walk off the field after the first play. He could punch John Gruden in the face. He could go for 275 yards. I have absolutely no idea what to expect out of Antonio Brown anymore.
Get your popcorn ready. Monday Night Football, Broncos at the Raiders. We'll see exactly what happens. Frank Schwab will be writing about it for Yahoo Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Frank, baby, be good. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
There we have him. Frank Schwab on our Jägermeister hotline. And listen, this game is fascinating for multiple reasons, more so than just Antonio Brown. And I know I spent a half an hour ranting about this guy, but there is a matchup in this game. It's not strength versus strength. It's weakness versus weakness. Whose weakness is more strong? And what is that weakness for both teams? I'll tell you next on The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.